Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 314 for Thursday, March 19th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was higher Thursday, with losses in the Canadian dollar and some chart-based buying behind that strength. Canola was steady to up over $2, the May contract up $2.60 at $465.50 per ton. The Canadian dollar was down by roughly a cent relative to its U.S. counterpart, contributed to the firmer tone in canola. However, the currency has seen some large swings over the past 2 days, and the volatility on that front caution in the canola market. Chart-based buying and solid commercial demand both helped underpin canola, but crush margins have deteriorated over the past week and be making canola look over to some end users. The large South American soybean crop also remained a bearish influence, while Chicago soybeans were down on the day. Wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all lower, with poor export demand behind some of that selling. Soybeans down 2 to 4 cents, the May contract down 3 at $9.62 per bushel. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales at 342,000 tons were up from last week, but still not that exciting to the market, especially as more and more South American supplies become available. Strength in the U.S. dollar and bearish technical signals also weighed on beans, with the nearby charts looking bearish. For corn, prices were steady to 2 cents lower, the May contract down 1 cent at $3.74 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn exports were at the low end of trade guesses at 502,000 tons. That was well below the previous 4-week average and seen as a sign demand is turning elsewhere. Losses in crude oil were also bearish for corn given its connection to the ethanol sector. Wheat prices were mixed. The May contract in Chicago up 0.75 cents at the close at $5.11.5 per bushel, with Kansas City and Minneapolis wheat futures mostly lower. Weekly U.S. wheat sales did meet trade expectations, but were still down from last week. The U.S. continues to miss out on many export opportunities as U.S. wheat remains expensive internationally. However, dryness concerns in parts of the U.S. plains provided some support, as more moisture will be needed in many areas as the winter wheat breaks dormancy. That's at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, March 19th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Franz-Workington.